the fastest, quickest, smoothest footwork. He is the Fred Astaire of jiu-jitsu, the Fred Astaire of judo, but he's the Dom DeLuise of pizza eating. I don't get it. I don't get this.
Everybody wake up. Time to wake up. Time to start the day. Wake up late with Dougie. He is the only
wake
way.
Wake up late. Now everybody. Wake up late. Everybody. Wake up late. Wake up late.
Wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie.
It's time to wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. What rhymes with Dougie? He's just so funny.
It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Live from Danger Studios. Coral Springs and now you know.
We're the hottest show in
wake
this place.
Wake up late now everybody.
Wake up late
now everybody.
Wake up late
now everybody.
I said 1, 2, 3. Everybody wake up. Live from Danger Studios in Coral Springs, Florida. It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Starring Dougie Almeida. Now. Let's start the show.
Yeah. Welcome to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. I'm Dougie Almeida, and it's Wednesday here in Danger Studios in Florida, joined with our special guest, Mr. Jim Florentine. What's up, man?
What's going on, man?
Yeah, it's a long time. You haven't been here in this Florida thing for a bit.
How long has it been?
Oh, about like a year? Year and a little over a year and a half?
Yeah, usually, you know, usually you want the rotation like once a year.
Yeah, at least.
It's good, you know.
And also joining us, Gary from Florida.
How you doing, guys?
Drinking his, you know, I got to admit,
I was... My birthday over the weekend, Memorial Day weekend, I drank a lot, so
yeah,
I'm hydrating right now.
Good for you. You look thinner, by the way. Congratulations.
Thank you,
look good.
You know, I take Geritol. Yeah.
Yeah, is that what it does?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I got to get that on the shopping list. I lost a little weight. I was in Belize for a week.
Really?
Yeah, I was sweating my balls off.
I bet.
Everywhere you go, you have to change your shirt. Every
50 cent Coronas, or are they a buck now?
I don't remember. I mean, I was drinking for free because I was part of the deal doing the show.
Nice.
I did one show. And the guy, you know, Brad Reeder, used to be the booker at Charlie Goodnights. Said a lot of nice things about you, by the way. He goes, I remember when Bob Levy used to come to the show, and he's like, I got this new kid that's funny. You ought to check him out. His name's Jim Florentine.
Yeah, yeah. So Brad, they got a room? There's a comedy room in Belize?
Well, he has a bar there called Iguana Wands.
Right.
And when he sold the club, he ended up buying like a bed and breakfast there and some real estate down there. And he's got a nice bar. He lives there a few months a year. And so I went down there, did one show, and you didn't get paid, but we got to stay in this nice condo on the water for the week. It was my wife and I's anniversary, so we figured, let's put it all together.
And, worked out good for you,
yeah,
then.
Exactly.
Free cocktails?
Go there. Whenever you wanted to show up at the restaurant, he fed you. You know, you got
so
to eat.
So he gave you a free condo on the beach for a week, and you just have to do one show.
Right, one show.
Well, I might take him up on that offer.
Hey, dude, he'd love to have you, I bet.
Next time you guys go, give me a call, man.
Yeah?
I'd like to join. Yeah, why not?
I don't know if I get nervous with you in fucking Belize.
Come on, fella.
You know?
Look at me.
Why?
Just the commotion this guy would cause? I'm just wondering. But yeah, it was cool. You're not actually in you're off the coast. You're on like a little island called San Pedro, which is interesting. It's a little island, and there's like really no cars. Everybody has golf carts, you know, gas-powered golf carts kind of thing. And, but that little island is 75% of the GDP of the country. Just goes to show. And that's not saying a lot, too, as I said.
So what's it close next to?
Belize?
Yeah.
Delaware?
Michigan? It's actually borders, Mexico. It's in Central America.
Yeah. All right.
Is it safe there or no?
I felt safe until, like, the night before we left. They told us about a couple times somebody got shot right there in the street. And it's not like the police are very good, you know?
Yeah.
You know
well,
I mean?
That happens right. You live in Lauderhill, right? Doesn't that happen right around the corner from you?
Wasn't that just somebody shot in Lauderhill recently? Yeah. A crane just fell. I was looking at the news. A crane just fell in some houses in Lauderhill.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, so Lauderhill.
Correct the sets, fella.
Yeah. So did you bring your wife, the kids too, or just?
No, just us. Yeah.
So you guys banging the whole time?
That was the deal.
What was
every
the deal?
Day, once a day at least.
Who made that deal, you or her?
Well, she promised.
Oh, you said, hey, look, we got to at least do it once a day.
I didn't make it part of the I didn't make it part
you should
of
have. You should put it in the brochure. Say, look, here's the fucking.
I should ask.
Here's the pool.
Yeah.
Here's where we can go, you know.
You didn't fall asleep at 7 o'clock?
Snorkeling.
No, not at all.
Did it happen, though, every day?
Yeah. I think we missed one day. Because, you know, being in a third world country, like, we woke up, we were ready to go out one night, and we were going to do it, but then, like, the shower, the water went out. The water just shuts off every once in a while for a few hours. You can't shower, so we just ended up watching TV and waiting for the shower and just going to bed.
You couldn't bang her without a shower?
It's not the... No, I was going to... I'd listen.
It's your wife, you know what I mean? You got to get in there. Would you, Gary, would you bang your wife without a shower?
Remember when I told you I went to Europe? I was in 13 different countries in like 14 nights, and I was going to have sex in every country?
Yeah.
It only lasts... I only did it in Switzerland, man. The rest of the time, I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
Why?
I fell asleep, man, 7, 8 o'clock at night, hammered.
That was your goal, right?
To get my goal was to get laid in all 13 countries that I was going to.
Not
14,
a bad goal.
I got one.
That was it.
It was brutal, man.
See, I was there for a week. I only missed one day.
Listen, when you go to Germany, you start drinking at friggin' 10 o'clock in the morning, you know.
But would you, if your wife couldn't shower because the water was off, would you still bang her?
Why not?
Yeah, that's not.
I'm asking Doug.
That's not what kept me from banging.
What, no water there?
Yeah, he said the water went out one night.
You got bottled water, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, just splat that on her, man. Clean her up a little bit.
That's not the reason I didn't bang my
wife. What was the reason?
I was just tired. Like he said, we were drinking like all day and shit, and it was just one of those nights.
You get it in early. You get it in like in the afternoon before you go drinking, so you get it out of the way. There's no pressure.
I know. That's why I like the morning, you know, the morning bang.
Yeah.
Because it's out of the way, right? It's like
I might have got a few hummers. I don't remember, man.
You think?
I might have one or two, right. You know.
You would remember that.
In the morning
time,
you know, you wake up with a stiffy, and she might have just went over and cobbed a knot.
Well, that was one of the things I wanted. That was my request. I wanted to wake up to a, you know, nothing better than waking up to the, you know, girl doing a smoke 'em slow on you.
Absolutely.
Right? And then nothing better, and there's no better way to wake up.
Just happened to me yesterday morning.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Isn't that the best?
What was his name? So did that happen, though?
No. I mean, she, you know. She started playing with me a little bit. I'm like, that's nice. And then it stopped. My arm hurts.
Oh,
I'm like,
really?
That sucks.
I thought maybe you said
arm.
Yeah.
I thought maybe you said, no, stop. I got to go pee.
Yeah. I got to take a shower now. The water's working.
How did her arm hurt?
No, you know, because she was just, you know, manipulating me with her hand.
Oh,
like,
she
you
was
know.
Using her hand.
Yeah. I was waiting for that. I was waiting for the hand. And then the next.
You sure. Her fingers, just her fingers didn't hurt. You know, like going up and down, like a holding you like a roach clip.
Yeah. Well, listen,
Listen, when my girl starts jerking me off, I have to flat out tell her, listen, man, just suck the thing, you know?
I know.
I want your mouth on it.
I could do that.
Yeah, what? Exactly.
You know what I mean? I don't need, you know.
What does she say when you say
it? Not a problem.
Yeah.
She just goes and does it. Which I mean, you know.
So you got a steady girlfriend now?
Of course. Yeah, 4 years, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Damn.
You met her?
I did?
Quite a few times, yeah.
That wasn't the chick from fucking Waffle House. Which, by the way, I got to say.
Who's that?
Remember the waitress? I had a, you know, one of your fans, comic out of New York, James Camacho, young kid out of New York.
Yeah, I know him.
Yeah. He calls me and he goes, man, I'm listening to Jim Florentine's podcast. I hear your name. Like, he was like, all of a sudden, I moved up his, he thought I was famous now. He's like, you're on his podcast. And he talked about the time he told the story about when we went to Waffle House with Bob Levy.
Oh, and I picked up a Jamaican girl, right?
Yeah,
well, she got her number.
I got her phone number.
But
yeah.
Nothing, yeah.
I thought you said she came over the
house. I told her I'd make her a
raviolis.
Nice, right, but I was going to get Chef Boyardee, but it never panned out. Man.
Yeah, it never happened.
Never
but he
happened.
Was gonna, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what happened.
I thought you closed that.
No, I didn't. But she was. I thought she was like a French Haitian or something.
I thought she was attractive. Yeah,
not bad for 8 o'clock in the morning.
She had wolf eyes.
Picking up a waitress at a Waffle House.
Dude, you're amazing. You got the digits before you even ordered.
Well, look at me, fella.
I know. He did. He did,
right?
I got her number before we were. Yeah.
We didn't even get to order our pancakes, and you're already there. But it was a good deal, man. If Brad, he'd love to have you down there. Great crowd too. It's the first time I ever did stand up in flip flops and shorts.
All Americans.
A lot of expats, Canadians.
Right.
A lot of Americans.
Nice.
Now, I was nervous about the material being relevant.
Yeah.
You know, you ever perform out of the country?
Canada? Yeah, and I did some troops for the Afghanistan, Kuwait.
Right. But those are American guys mostly, you know, right? I mean, I hear people go to, like, they go to Germany or they go somewhere over in Europe and they're doing comedy. I'm like, what the fuck, you know?
No, the comedy's big over there. A lot of American comics go over to Europe. Yeah, and they love them.
They like, they like to laugh. Them people,
they get it.
It's like Cheap Trick and Budokan.
Yeah.
No, well, you know, now with everything being worldwide, like with Netflix and everything else, everybody gets accents, gets this, gets that, so it's pretty much relatable. All the material.
I was nervous about it when I was in Belize. I was like nervous, like what the fuck? I mean, and then I was nervous about doing my wet vac joke, which is a joke I tell.
You should just be nervous that you weren't getting laid every day. You know,
well,
the show.
Up until that point, I was. That was the first day, so I felt good. I had my you know, I had my...
You're primed up.
I was good.
Yeah.
You know, I felt good.
Busted a nut, you're good.
Yeah, nothing better.
After that, what happened? Well, you only had one show, you're good.
Yeah, one show, and then, you know, there was a place out there called The Secret Beach, which is beautiful. You get, they had, like, picnic tables in the ocean, like, in the water, and you got to sit there, and it's just great. It's just a great place to go.
It's a nude beach?
No. There's a lot of lesbians, though.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, not attractive lesbians, not like you would think.
Right.
You know, like the bigger ones.
Yeah.
You know?
Like a bull dyke, you mean?
Nah,
a little smaller?
They really, really bully dykey, but they were big.
Okay.
Well, you know, stretch marks, but they were big.
They work.
Yeah. And they seem to be all over. And the thing I was amazed in Belize is that everybody, it's hot as fuck. Then, you know, most places don't have air conditioning unless you go to the bank or where you're living, you know. And everybody sweats, you know, and everybody's chubby or fat. I mean, you know.
So wait, did in your room, did you have air conditioning?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, it's modern, real nice place. Good place.
So it ain't a poor country. That part anyway.
Well, like, it was funny. Like, there's
so you go to the other side of the island, they're all fucking skinny over there because they ain't eating.
Well, I don't know that. There's a lot of queso.
Yeah.
A lot of people eat cheese over there.
Really?
Beans and cheese. You know, so.
Cheap food.
I don't know if it's cheap.
Well, beans ain't expensive.
Well, you know, that's a typical dish in Belize. It's rice and beans.
And cheese.
And chicken. And you put like cheese on everything.
Is it a chicken or a hen they eat over there?
I don't know. I wasn't there during the...
So you just basically stay right there. You don't travel around going to different parts of Belize.
Yeah, we had to take like an hour and a half ferry, you know, like a motorboat from when you leave Belize City. And you got to go out to the island, which is off the east coast of the country. And, you know, we were going to go see the mines, a lot of mine the ruins there and everything. And they're like, oh, you know, we'll do this, we'll do that. I'm like, I'm not getting back on a fucking boat for an hour and a half.
So you had to go an hour and a half just to get to the island where you were staying at.
Yeah. Like, you land, like a half hour drive from the airport. Then we went to this place that, you know, like you have a lunch, like at the dock, and it's like hot as balls in there. And you get a beer. It's cold when you get it. Within 10 minutes, it's,
right.
You know.
Mine don't last 10 minutes anyway.
Yeah, so. I know. Well, that's why I was drinking pretty fast.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you get on this boat for an hour and a half, and then you get there, you're like, okay. And they're like, well, you want to come back tomorrow? No, I'm not going to get on a boat again for an hour and a half.
So what'd you do the rest of the time you were there?
Yeah, man, we got up, we went drinking, we got on our golf cart, went back into town, you know, did different shit. I went parasailing, never do that again.
Yeah.
Well, actually, that's one of my new jokes. I was supposed to go parasailing, ended up water skiing. Too fat.
It's
but
funny.
Yeah, and it worked in Belize. It was one of the funniest jokes I told, because I guess they picked
it.
Yeah,
they got it, yeah.
Yeah, But, dude, have you ever gone parasailing?
No.
Listen, I was nervous about it. You know, whenever you're on an island and it doesn't seem like everybody's, like, knows what they're doing, like, oh, man, you're safe, man. I don't know. You're sitting on a trapeze bar with little hooks on it. I'm like, what happens if I lean back? What if I lose my balance? I'm like, eh. But I got nauseous as fuck.
Yeah.
Because the guy was, like, doing serpentine shit, and we're swinging and going up and down. And,
yeah, yeah.
Yeah. It's not for me. Not a big guy like that. You go on a roller coaster ever? You ever do that shit?
My kid's into it, so I go on. But I know, you know, it's all the spinning and shit.
I don't like it.
I used to like roller coasters as a kid, but
right. But
I go on with him. He's got no one else to go on with him.
How old's your son now?
7.
Yeah, he's growing up fast, huh?
Jeez. No, not really.
No?
No, it feels like he's 5. That's one of his jokes he says on stage.
Yeah.
People go, like, oh, you're growing up fast. He goes, no, I don't think so. Or whatever, I don't know. He's got a whole thing.
Is he going to follow Dad's footsteps?
He's already going on stage.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Is he funny?
Yeah, he does great.
Does he sound like you?
He's got, no, I mean, he's 7. He's still got a high
imagine?
Voice.
Can you imagine?
Eventually, I'm sure he will.
He'll go, hey, I'm Joe Florentine's son.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, that's cool, though, man. It's good, though, you know? So he get like how's he get gigs? Like, so he'll like go and do a few minutes when you're on a show doing a show.
Yeah, but, he doesn't have an agent or anything. You know? He's not doing gigs on his own. I'm like, all right,
he's probably getting more gigs than I'm getting.
Yeah, no, I just bring him if I got a local show or whatever. I'll go on to a few.
That
minutes.
Must be cool though.
He sings. He plays the guitar, the piano, the drums.
Yeah,
right, all really? Four of them.
Yeah,
three instruments, and he sings.
No shit.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool.
He's good.
It's good when your kid, like my stepdaughter, we're proud of her because she finished nursing school. Now she's a nurse. You know, it seemed like a while back we were worried, like, is what's going to happen, you know? She teaches yoga, you know, she's doing all this shit. And all these comics want to come here and try to go out with her, you know. My stepdaughter's got like 80,000 followers on Instagram, you know.
Why?
Well, she's beautiful and she does all these yoga poses and, you know, these photos.
How old is she?
What else?
Like 20, like 30, you know.
30 yeah. years old?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Nice. My daughter's going to be 30.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
And she had like this idea, like, how do I get some of her Instagram followers? Like, well, maybe I should like get you back in shape.
Give me the code when we're done.
Yeah. Get you back in shape and maybe have you, you know, we'll do poses together and, you know, try to like get you back in shape.
What
somehow.
If you get excited?
Does she live here?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I never met her.
Never, yeah. Matter of fact, she might be out when she's got a seven, she's nursing this 7 at night till 7 in the morning thing.
Right. Really?
Ugh. Nice. That's brutal. But it's like a fireman. They only have to work 2 or 3 days a week and then they're done.
Yeah.
But that's a, you know.
Why is that?
Because you're working like a 13-hour shift.
Oh.
It's not like you're at Walmart.
I know some firemen, they work 24-hour shifts.
Right.
Work one, they're off two.
Right.
Would that be tempting if there was a stepdaughter in a house that was really hot and she was 30?
Here?
For you.
Dougie's daughter, you mean?
No, I'm just saying in general, like if you had a stepdaughter that was 30.
Be unbelievable.
She was super hot and she was living with you.
Jimmy, let me get this closer to you because I'm not getting you too well.
Would that be tempting?
I'd probably be in trouble.
That's why guys aren't.
What would happen?
would have to be like that old joke, but I have to put a wall of eggs between the fucking room.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Mom went out with her friends tonight. We're home alone.
Yeah.
Trouble.
Well, she's taking a shower, and you got to get in there.
I'd be whacking my bag looking at her, trying to get some brown eye.
Well, I guess we're not knowing who's staying here. That's the thing, like comic. Like, we used to let comics stay here a lot.
Right.
You know, when they come
I'm sure
here.
Bob Levy hit on her.
No, she wasn't living here when he was here.
Okay.
Bob was here for almost a week the last time he was
here.
Yeah,
I remember. So I figured that's why he stayed.
Yeah. No, he was, it was great. I tell the story because the day before, like, he comes up to me. He was, like, Jillian, that girl he was tutoring, that comedian chick that lives down in Florida, tall blonde girl.
Yeah.
Like,
yep.
You met, yeah, that was the one that you were, the last time you were all here, you were buying her drinks and shit.
Right, I remember.
Yeah. And she, and he comes up to me, he's like, I don't know if you want me to leave, you know, I'm trying to find another place. I'm like, yeah, you know, whatever you do, you know, whatever. Next day, my wife goes, he's got to go. Bob drank, you know, we usually go through like a bag of Dunkin' Donuts coffee.
Yeah.
In like a week or two. We had to go through like 3 or 4 bags in like 4 days.
Really?
Dude, he drank so much coffee, that guy. It was just amazing.
All right.
You know. And he's Bob Levy, though.
But he don't drink booze, though, right?
Nah, he wasn't doing any booze.
Right, he just drinks coffee.
Yeah. But, you know, he was.
That's what gets him going.
And he loves my dog. When Bob's here, the dog's always with Bob.
Right.
He's got the dog the whole time in the bed and everything. I was a little nervous.
Yeah.
A little nervous about my poor dog.
Yeah, because he didn't get laid for a while.
Yeah. The dog had this weird look
on
his face.
Did your dog come out of the room and ask for a cigarette?
Yeah. His eyes were bulging. You know, that's what happens when you get, you know, popped in the keister, your eyes pop out a little bit. Yeah. So, but I hope he's doing good. I'm going to get Bob back. We got some shows here in Florida. Jim's going to be doing some shows, obviously, tonight at Tavolino's. Looking back, we went from going weekly in January. We're doing weekly shows here for over 4 years. No more weekly shows. Just too much.
So what do you do now there?
Special shows, like once when someone's in town.
Oh, really? So you don't do them that often then anymore?
Like every 6 to 8 weeks.
Oh, okay.
Kind of thing.
Although why would happen?
It was just becoming a bit tedious. Our last show, we had a comic here. That Ed almost threw through a window.
You had to?
No, Ed almost did.
Oh.
I'm going to mention Mark Price already was here. And
Skippy?
Yeah. And he did a great job on the show, but he was asking for like 20 comps. And I'm like, Mark, there's only like 50, 60 seats in the room. You know, I can't do that. And then like a few, like 4 guests showed up of his, and they wanted to be comped after we already gave like 10 comps. And Ed was, you know, pissed. And he goes, you want to take it out of yours? I'm like, no, I don't. Yeah, you want to take it out of my money? What the hell? And then instead of, you know, if everybody's rational here, if you're working at a room in a show and the owner of the club is arguing with you, and the club, Ed took half the price off. So it was only like $15 he was charging these 4 ladies who had 1 beer between them the whole show.
Wait, he wanted the drinks or there's no admission, right? There's no cover charge?
It was $10.
It is. So it's
$15 now, but it was $10 at the time.
Okay, so he wanted the cover, and he wanted the drinks comp too?
No, he
he wanted the cover charge, because he was probably getting a lot of money, decent amount.
He was getting a good amount, and then he wanted 4 comps, 4 more comps on top of 10 more, and Ed said, no, we can't do that, but then plus they had 1 beer, it's not like the table ordered food or drank, So he's like, no, I can't. All right, I'll take half it off. So it was like $15 more or less was on the tab. And he was still arguing with him about it. You know, it's like, who the fuck argues over $15? You know what I mean? You want to come back? You want to, you know, you want to come back to the, you had a good time here? You're going to argue with the owner over $15? And Ed wanted to talk to him. He went to grab him. He went like this to Ed. Let go of me, fucker.
Really?
Yeah. And then he points his, he had his finger in Ed's face. He goes, you need to learn how to run a restaurant. And that was Ed almost right there. Almost flipped out and threw him out the fucking window.
What'd he do? What'd he say to him?
Ed?
Yeah.
He was going to kill him. He went to grab him and everybody held Ed back.
Really?
And Skippy went.
Did he pay his tab?
And that was the last. That was the last show.
That was the last show.
Yeah, great.
Oh, so that's it then.
And that was the feather on the camel's back.
Yeah.
And, you know, at the time, you know, listen, I don't do this for money.
It's been like 4 years you've been doing it there, right?
I don't do this for money. I make like $100 when I book it. You know, I'm like I'm ripping. You know, like I'm making a killing.
Well, he's making money though. People are drinking and.
Well, that was part of the thing. We had some nights. You know, it's like when you do it every week, it's hard to keep things rolling.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, you're gonna have a bad show.
Yep.
You know, so when the things are light one time, and then you know they start saying, well, you know, maybe I want to take money. I'm only making $100. You're gonna take $50.
So, Doug, you've been doing that for like 4 or 5 years over there.
Yeah,
right?
Over 4 years. Yeah.
One problem. That's it. Or
I mean, I guess when I was away.
Besides my problem that I had of it.
No, I mean, there was a time. I think a few weeks before that. It was a light night. It was a light show, and the headliner did 25 minutes, which pissed me off.
Right.
And I contacted the headliner. He denied it, but you know, a few other people corroborated the story, and they wanted me to take less money. And I'm like, this is not my, you know. So you know, little things. Now Rich Voss was there. We had Rich there like a week later, and the place was packed. And I'm like, I don't get extra money when it's packed. So. So I was like, you know, I said, fuck it, I'm done.
Yeah.
But then, you know, it was kind of funny because then we had a local comic try to go in and take it over, which is fine. We're in America. But then this particular comic badmouthed me to the owner. And this particular comic has a history of badmouthing me to other people. Another comic in New York had told me and everything. So
find a different place, man.
No, they still want to do shows. Like me, I'm the one who pulled the plug on the weekly because they were still in good standing.
What's the closest comedy club around here now?
The Black Box.
It's in Boca.
Right. And I'm not working there.
It's 25.
You just do it once a month. Once a month on a Wednesday is fine.
Because then we don't have to worry about the quality. You're always going to have good acts. Now, here's the thing that's tough in the business because I had a lot of comics that would work, you know. But now it's like I try to tell people I feel bad. Like people are reaching out to me like, hey, I want to do a show. I'm like, well. How do you tell a comic that's not part of that special listing or how would you call it, like a draw, you know? Like we calling it special shows. We're calling it the Wise Guys Comedy Series. You know, we had Steve Marshall, who was here in the beginning of May, and he's a favorite there, packs the place. You're the second show. We got Joey Medina coming, you know? We got Brian Scolaro coming, you know? We got Jimmy Schubert coming.
Yeah.
So these are special shows. But I got comics that are like, you know, I feel bad. Who the fuck am I to tell them I can't book you? So it's kind of a weird situation.
You'll find other work, Doug. Don't lose sleep over it. Fuck it.
I know. I just don't want to be a schmuck.
Yeah, just wondering why you didn't get laid that one night.
In Belize.
Yeah, in Belize. You got 6 out of 7 nights.
Yeah, what's that? I'm batting like .450?
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
better than what I did.
Well, I came back. Well, listen, that was the thing. The next night I came back strong, you know. Nice big, had some reserve buildup.
Okay.
Oh, you're not going to give me credit?
No, I'm going to have to verify this with your wife now.
Believe me. She looked like my
She's
dog.
She's in the other room, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
She looked like
to wear. You have to wear a bag?
No.
What if you get her pregnant, though?
She can't. We tried.
Really?
We had to go. We did the in vitro thing years ago.
Blanks?
No, not my issue, but my wife suffered from endometriosis, which is a condition.
Gary had that back in the 80s.
Yeah.
Off some
twice.
Skank. Yeah, off some skank.
Yeah.
From JW's.
JW's.
JW's. Penrod's on the beach.
I went back over to her house about a week later. I found my green underwear on her stairs.
Oh. I remember the first time. I remember one time when I caught it.
That's a true story.
I remember one time I caught something, and I had older brothers, you know. So I'm all nervous. I'm sitting there. I saw some discharge in my underwear. I go, what the fuck is that? I had to ask my brother. My brother starts laughing.
They looked at it?
Yeah. He goes, you got the clap. I go, what the fuck is that? Yeah.
Brutal.
Well, Gary was in a big slump, like for like 2 months or something like that. And then He disappeared.
I broke out of it.
Yeah, we were at, like, on a Friday night. We were at the club, and then we didn't see him. And then the next morning, he shows up. He goes, yeah, I got laid last night. I go, well, who, which girl? He's like, you probably didn't see her. She came in late or whatever. I was riding with her. I got her. And I'm like, well, was she on a scale of 1 to 10? Was she hot? He's like, yeah, yeah. No, it's a solid 7. I would say a 7. Really? He's like, yeah, she was hot. I'm like, oh, cool. He goes, are you going to see her again? Yeah, maybe. I don't know. You know.
Yeah.
And the whole time, he's like, yeah, man. You know, she was a solid 7. And then the following week, we're waiting online to go back in that same club. And you hear this girl behind us, like two people back, Gary, Gary, Gary. And he's not looking back. And then all of a sudden, she's like, Gary. And he looks back. She goes, you left your underwear in my apartment last week. And she weighed like 290 pounds.
Wow.
It was great.
So when you say solid 7, you meant 7 tons.
Exactly. Right on the stairs. Well,
we didn't know. Yeah, and he was so embarrassed because we were looking like, that's it.
Well, at least you came out of your slump.
I think it was like a 43-day slump or something.
Yeah. Yeah, it was 49 days.
So brutal.
He was walking around every day like, you know.
What
like
happened?
He was going to go to
punching fucking windows, you know.
What happened? Why would you go? How would a guy like
sometimes,
you go into a slump?
Sometimes you get in a slump. Follow.
And he was in his prime, too, so that's almost like Mike Trout.
Yeah,
listen, we used
Mike Trout going 0-41.
Yeah, that's
we used to keep charts of the girls. We used to put stars next to their names and stuff.
Yeah,
you know, most of them were 4s, 3, 4, 5 stars. I had a little one. I had one star next to her name.
Yeah,
but, you know, with a 49 next to it.
One time, me and Gary picked up these two girls, and I was on the floor with one, and Gary was in the bed with the other. And our friend's father walked in the room, and he didn't see me under the covers. And what did the father say? Dave's father. Remember, he looked at the girl that I was with
he
on the
floor. He goes like this.
Yeah.
Who's with Orca? Oh, God.
Big girls need love, too, man.
Yeah, so the next morning, what we did, I think, that night was didn't we pull the mattress and put it on top of the hood of the car?
No, that was a different
night. That was a different time?
Yeah.
So I didn't pull the car in a garage to get those girls out?
Yeah, you did.
And I did.
That was the, yeah.
So we had a two-car garage. We pulled a car in the garage,
right.
Loaded up the car. Pulled the car out, drove around the opposite way so nobody would see us to get rid of them.
That's mean.
That's great.
Last time, I'm just saying. Last time I had a moment like that, I was in college, and this girl, she was hideous, and I had to bring her back to drop her off in the front of the college. I was going to drop her off in the back. She goes, "No, take me to the front." You know, I'm like, "Ugh," you know, and I'm like, "How about here?" She goes, "No, pull in." I'm like, "Fuck," and of course, everybody I knew from my soccer team, "Hey, what's up?" And I let this sea hag out of the car, and I, you know,
that's
walk
mean.
Of shame.
That's
it is
mean.
Mean.
Did you live around here when
no,
JW's
Doug, how
was
many
open?
Times the girls hook up with us and go, "Oh man, yeah, this fucking guy."
Yeah,
I didn't really want it. They were bad mouthing us too. They were doing the same thing.
I remember this one girl I slept with. She was so hot, and I was in love. I bought her an FSU jersey or something because she went to FSU. Tall blonde. I met her in a club, the old Roxy's. Remember Roxy's in Fort Lauderdale?
Yeah,
like on Federal Highway. Met her there. And I finally go back to her place, an apartment plantation somewhere, and she's got like some dude's picture all over the place. And I'm like, "Oh, who's this?" She goes, "Oh, that's my gay roommate." I'm like, "Okay."
Right.
I bought it.
Yeah.
You know, and
so you went into his room?
Yeah. Well, there was only one. That's the other thing. Yeah. Where is he? You got his number? And then, there was only one bedroom. I didn't, you know, after I did my duty, I had a good one, and she was tall. She was like 6'1".
Right.
You know what I mean? I felt great. I felt like I was. Nothing great than banging a big, tall woman.
Nice.
With the legs knocking shit over and everything.
Fantastic.
Yeah. But I felt, I'm the one who felt like, I hope she's not going to tell anybody about me.
Did you live around here when JW's was around?
Yeah. What? The one out west, you mean?
Yeah, yeah.
On University
Drive.
Yeah.
It's the greatest place, man.
Which is now Goldfinger's, right? It's a Goldfinger Gentleman's Club now.
I don't know what it is.
Did you wear a bag with her?
I can't remember. I was never
so
good
wait,
at that.
So then you bought her a jersey or bought her a shirt?
Yeah, I was
that?
Like in love.
Of course. Yeah, you're like, I can't believe.
Yeah, and then she took the jersey and never called me back.
So wait, you got in contact with her again after that night? You
yeah.
bought her the jersey?
No, actually, you know what? I got her the jersey. I bought her the jersey and, you know, right. You're a big FSU fan.
Right.
And I think that's what got me laid. She probably said, okay, I got to fuck this guy. He's
right.
$45 on a jersey. I think it was Warren. Remember the quarterback back years ago? Wasn't that Warren? I'm trying to remember his name now.
For
that was for FSU. We're talking about like in early 90s or
only
something like
in
that.
Florida can you like fuck a chick way out of your league.
Yeah.
I always say it's like playing at Coors Field. Your numbers. I mean, the first day I moved down here, remember when I moved back down here to after high school, Gary? And
yeah.
The first night I met that girl, Lisa.
Lisa.
Yeah. A 9 on a scale of 1 to 10.
And I was with our friend Marcy.
Yeah. The first night I'm in town, I'm, yeah. I sleep at a 9. I'm like, holy, it's just
it
unbelievable.
Was in love.
Yeah.
I still remember meeting the girl. We're on the dance floor. I was out with my buddies, and she was dancing. I'm like, look at her. She's like a goddess on the, you know, it's tall, blonde. And I'm like, I'm not going to, you know, I mean, I was like 22 years old or something. And I was like, oh, you know, and then somehow it worked. I couldn't believe I made it. And then, yeah. But that's, you're right. That's, Florida's a great place for that. Right? Hooking up.
You guys travel all over the place, man. It's hard in every other state, I bet.
Well, it's not like I'm trying to get laid being a married guy.
How's it in Iowa when you're there?
What's wrong with your eye? Why is it? Why are you
winking? Yeah, why am I winking?
Yeah. Why is it twitching?
All of a sudden. Get me in trouble, guys. 13 years is over. Well, it was funny. Like I was in when I was in Iowa, I was in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, doing Penguins.
There's no chicks there.
No,
there's no girl over three, and
not at really. All
around there. Yeah, no. I was there a year ago. My buddy Chad was there, and he's like, "Oh my god!" I'm like, "Yeah."
Well, tell me what you think about it. So my wife had just texted me because I had been gone for a while. I was in Chicago doing something, and so my wife goes, "You being good?" You know, it was one of those tweets or something like she or tweets or texts. And it was this girl, standing right next to me. I'm at this bar after the show in a restaurant, eating some pizza there or something, with the other comic. And I took it. This girl looked like Shrek. She was like 6'1", just a big girl, and she had like the stupidest outfit. Like, you know what I mean? Like, who dressed her? And I took a photo of her, and I texted it to my wife. I go, don't worry. This is what your competition is. So I put on Facebook or something. I go, it's good when you're doing shows in Iowa because your wife doesn't have to worry about you sleeping with any local chicks. And another comic posted on there, this is a douchebag post.
Did you post a picture of the girl, or did you just wrote that?
Her back. She didn't see her face.
Right, okay, yeah.
It's not a bad move. That's not being mean.
Right, no, it's...
The guy was being a douche. Just saying. Typical, you know. I didn't think it was mean. But, you know, what are you going to do? Yeah, that's not, you're not... Look, you're not going to... No reason for any woman to worry about the chicks in Iowa.
That's the same thing he would have said to his friends if he would have slept with that girl. And he told his friends when he got back to whatever, those comic friends.
Yeah.
Like, oh, man, she was a beast. You know, and it's the same thing, but he just didn't put it on Facebook.
Right.
He would have said the same exact thing, but just kept it quiet.
See, that's the thing that bugs me sometimes. And, you know, some of these comics, they get this fucking attitude. You know, it's like, what the fuck are you giving me shit for, man? You're a comic. You know what I mean? Why would you? I can expect that from one of my other friends, you know, who's not a comic and, you know, perhaps is a little... Yeah, I don't know, like a born again, you know what? I don't know, yeah. You know what I mean. But when a comic does that, you're like, what the fuck, you know?
Yeah, if you're at the soccer field watching your kids play, and there's all parents there, then you expect it,
right?
Like to be offended by something or whatever. But
a fellow comic, just nonsense, man.
Gary doesn't seem offended by it.
No.
I couldn't. Nothing offends you, right?
Nothing,
right?
Even all the shit that Roseanne Barr said, I could care less. I don't give a fuck.
A lot of people are talking about
Dougie, as long as the stocks go up, I'm happy.
Yeah, right. A lot of people are talking about a double standard, you know, about what's happening today. And you know what the tweet was, right? You heard the tweet that Roseanne
put. Talking about like two broads with a double brown eye.
No.
Rusty wheel hole.
Well, that sounds even more more important conversation. But I mean, you have a feeling about it? I mean, I don't like to get political. I don't care about shit like that.
I don't even
but,
give a shit about politics.
Right.
Personally, I don't.
There's nothing we can do. Like I'm amazed, like how people, like I posted something on Facebook the other day, a week or so ago. I'm like, it's amazing to me how people think they have the solutions for this country, but 95% of them can't even change a tire. You know, like, what the fuck do you know about politics?
Bye.
Like, how many, like, and again, I'm just signing, but how many weeks ago people were saying we're gonna go to war with Korea, North Korea, we're gonna go to war. Now look what happened. Nobody knows what the fuck.
No, I know you don't. But no, I mean, look, with the Roseanne thing, it's like, look, if you work for a big corporation, you could, you know, look, it happened with Gilbert with the tsunami. You know what I mean? He made those jokes and he lost his job with Affleck. And, you know, it happens. If you work for a big corporation, you put something out there, there's a chance. It has nothing to do with the First Amendment because you're allowed to say you didn't go to prison over it. But if you work for a big company like that, there could be repercussions. If she said that stuff on stage, on a comedy stage, and someone videotaped it, she wouldn't have got a show canceled just because it was on Twitter.
Right.
It's weird that it's because, you know.
You got to think about what you put on Twitter, right?
No, I know, but if she did the same, or if she did that on a roast, if she was roasting that woman, that's the first thing she would have said.
Right.
In a roast, and everyone would have laughed. If that was on Comedy Central and she was getting roasted, that's the first thing would have said. So then it would have been okay in that particular area. And Roseanne having a show on a roast, getting real saying racial stuff and all that other stuff.
Right.
So it's just, you know, yeah, for some reason on there.
It's amazing to me, because the double standard was Wanda Sykes. They showed a video of her on stage. when she called Trump an orangutan.
Right.
You know, and
that's okay. That's fine. Though, right?
Well, like you said, you're on stage. When you're, to me, you're on stage, you should be able to say whatever the fuck you want. Right. But I guess when you're on social media, that changes things. So, I mean, she's the poor. I mean, I don't know, man. I, like I said, this year I've unfriended so many people because of shit. You know, like people's just they if you share, if you express an opinion and it doesn't float with somebody else, they're going to attack you.
A comic should stick up for other comics no matter what they yeah. say. Because you're just basically taking a lot of weapons away from comics when you're offended by words. And when you're offended by words, then it's going to drift into the comedy club where you can't make jokes about it either. When you're going to, you know, as a comic, you should go, look, whatever, man. They're a comic. They're allowed to make that. You should fight for that.
Right.
But there's no most of the comics are not fighting for that.
No, they're all one-sided. Like I'm a Republican, right? And I voted for Trump. I'm going to admit it to people. I just believe in that. I think this country was too fucking thin-skinned. You know, I get tired. I don't think people should have to worry about what we say. I think people should be more thick-skinned. You know, like, why should I have to change everything I'm saying to make everybody fucking happy?
I voted for him, too.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I'm just a Republican. I'm not going to vote for fucking Hillary.
Well, no. Fucking the stock market would be at 14,000 right now. Unemployment would be at 9%.
Yeah.
You know, this guy's getting shit done. Bottom line,
you need
a businessman to run this country because it needs to be run as a business.
My feeling was, if you want to lose weight, if you want to get a business in shape, you got to hire an asshole. You know, you're not going to hire a trainer that's a real nice guy.
Right.
You got to find someone you're going to hate. That's how you learn, right? That's how you move forward. People wanted to have all this nice guy shit, but you can't say that. You know, so you mentioned that. Like, is that happened already? Though, is political correctness destroying comedy? Aren't we already in that sense? Like, I agree with you 100%. Like, anytime somebody says something, good for them. That's what we do. You know, if you're offended by it, don't go to the fucking show.
It's not coming in the comedy clubs yet.
No?
People aren't walking out, but it is everywhere else. But I think in the comedy club, people know that come to expect it and go, look, I'm going to hear some shit that I think people want to hear, stuff that's not so PC when they come to a comedy club. And they research the comics and they know who they're coming to see. So it hasn't been a problem yet in the comedy clubs. Which is good. The best is when someone doesn't have anything to lose, when they don't have a TV show and they could just say whatever and they can't take anything away from them. You know, that's when a comic is at its best.
Sure.
But when you have to play that game, when you have a network show or something, a big thing where they're watching you and anyone's watching you to take you down.
That's
you know, thing. Adam Carolla made fun of transgender people and they tried to go after him. He's like, I own my podcast. What are you going to do? He's got all .com advertisers. You're going to go, you know, you're going to go to ZipRecruiter.com and complain. And they couldn't do anything
because
he owns all the shit. He doesn't work for a big corporation.
That's the way to do it, right?
You know, so it's just like, look, let us, you know, there should be an avenue for all that. But what's going to happen is all the stuff, everyone going crazy, being offended, is the guys that just speak their mind are going to get a bigger audience, are going to get a bigger following, because people are going to be so sick of everyone not being able to speak their mind that the guys that do, people are going to flock to those guys.
I had somebody recently tell me, after shows, like, I don't really say political jokes at all, but I did it, you know. I did a joke and I mentioned the wall and Trump, and I'll probably tell it tonight, but it's refreshing not to hear a liberal comic, you know, cause everybody's bashed. Like, I can't watch late night TV. I'm sick. You know, the first time you turn Seth Meyer on, the first thing is a Trump joke. I mean,
no, all of them, they're all, there's nine different guys doing,
it's
you
all
know,
the same
eight minutes.
Shit.
Yeah. It's almost,
I don't watch any one of them. Never
I can't
did.
Watch late. I used to love watching late night TV, but I can't anymore. Because that's all. I'm like, enough of this shit. It's like, to me, it's almost the same thing. Like, why, you know, we were talking about the national anthem with the NFLs and the NFL announcing now that if you don't want to stay in the fucking locker room, right? And then people are talking about that. You know, that's the problem. People don't watch fucking football on Sunday to be reminded of the politics and the shit that's going on, right? This is a different avenue, right? So when I watch late night TV, I want to laugh. I don't want to hear about, you know, some asshole's opinion about, you know, this president. And that's the thing that bugs me. Like, my liberal friends on Facebook, they're like, oh, this is horrible. I'm like, what the fuck is so horrible? Like, can you tell me one thing that's really horrible in this country right now?
Well, you know, as a comic, you should know, like, when Pee Wee Herman got caught jerking off in a movie theater, when Lorena Bobbitt cut John Wayne Bobbitt's dick off, every comic had a joke about that.
Right.
So by the time you got on stage, the three guys before you, you had to get on stage first to get that joke out. Yeah. So then by the time you got, so it's the good comics realized, I got to move on from this because all the guys are, everyone's talking about, everyone has the same joke, just a different variation of it. So the good comics knew to move on.
Right.
Now with the Trump jokes, it's like, so when Saturday Night Live's doing them every week and every late night guy, it's like at some point, whether you're the writers or the host, you got to know to move on from that stuff.
But they
have
all, though.
I know. It's which is that's why nobody's watching them.
Right.
Because it's like, come on, do something different. Right. Everybody knows. So, you know, you're doing the same joke. It's all interchangeable. It's the same joke. Trump's crazy. What's the punchline? It's like a Polish guy. Remember, a Polish guy did something stupid at the end in the joke?
Right.
That's the Trump joke. Okay, what did he do crazy? He tweeted out. Yeah. So it's, you know, no one's knowing to move on. And it's like, and that's why the ratings are down and people aren't watching and people are turned off by it.
Is that true? I mean, because I know that NFL, the ratings were down last year and it's been troubled. But are late night ratings down?
Well, yeah. I mean, look, you know, people just wanted, you know, Johnny Carson didn't do that back in the day, whatever politics. He might crack a joke, but it wasn't like he was taking one side if it was something funny that a president did.
But
and other than that, they were just on there telling funny stories, drinking and fuck, you know, and doing that. And you went there for relief, for comedy. But now it's just all vicious. You know, they Trump, you know, and you know, got hosts crying and going, you know, these immigrants are fucking can't come in the country. And there's not even comedy. So I think people are, I think there should be like, I'm surprised there's not a conservative like on Fox News or some channel where he does like, you know, conservative jokes, like does a late night talk show. And takes the other angle when you see the ratings that Roseanne got.
Isn't that interesting? That's the thing that was funny about that to me. It's like, you know, this was good. You know, they took a Tim Allen show off, you know, which he was a known, you know, he came out and said that his show's gone. Now her show's gone, which you can't really blame anybody but her in a sense. Because
if I was Fox or if I was Netflix yesterday, an hour after it got canceled, I would have said, hey, we're picking up Roseanne's show.
Right.
This my statement would have been. I go, look, I don't condone what she said. I go, she's a stand-up comic. She works nightclubs. I'm not going to monitor her act. We know she's a little out there and she's edgy and she pushes boundaries. We've known that for a long time.
She has a following.
And whatever she does on her outside, I can't control. If she wants to smoke pot, she wants to take drugs, whatever. I believe in the show. It's funny and we want it on our network. And I'm not going to tell her what she can say and what not to say. If there's a script comes across our desk where it's too racy, then we're going to tell her to take that out. But in her own free time, she could do whatever the fuck she wants.
It's up to her.
And no one, let's just say Fox picked that up. Would anyone go, we're not watching Fox anymore? By the time that new show comes on, it'll be 9 months from now, nobody's going to give a shit.
You know, it's interesting. I read a report that Michelle Obama contacted the CEO of Disney, Iger, and made a personal request to have the show canceled. That was recently in the news that was reported.
I don't know if that's true.
Well,
but anyway, but you know,
but I think that's a, I think
any I, network should just do that. Go, we'll take the show.
How close are we to that? Like, how close are we to that transitioning? Because what we are starting to see is that, you know, I make this comment on Facebook to people, like, it's getting to the point where you guys are looking stupid. You guys keep complaining about this guy, and shit's getting done. You know, it's going to happen eventually. Things are going to start to turn. You would think.
Look, when I was in an airport, a few weeks or whatever, and on Fox, they had Fox News on, and they had CNN on the fucking lounge, and Fox News had, you know, Trump going to meet with fucking North Korea.
Right.
You know, first time in fucking 60 years someone's going to talk, whatever, go meet. And then fucking CNN had on the bottom, Trump ate two pieces of cake. Everyone else only had one. Or ice cream. That's what it was. That's what CNN's talking about when this North Korea thing, you know, who knows what's going to happen with it. But that's what they have on their scroll. That's what they're talking about.
Right.
How Trump had two pieces and everyone else only had one.
It's like the thing that one of my buddies, very liberal, he came out, he got disgusted. Two things with that. He said the same thing. He goes, we're about to reach a point here. That's fantastic for this country, and they're still talking about whether these fucking Big Macs or whatever it is.
Yeah, I know he's eating McDonald's late at night.
Yeah, that's what they're reporting about. And then the fact he goes, and then when they announced that Stormy Daniels got the key to the city in North Hollywood, you go, this is the fucking left's heroes, a fucking porn star, and the fucking M13s, MS-13, whatever they are.
Yeah, the gangs. Yeah.
Did you see that thing with the fucking what's your name said Clinton? She goes, gangs are just ways that people can find family. I said, under your same logic, so the KKK is okay then. That's what happens to those guys, the Hoopleheads in the South. They just want fucking camaraderie. So then you're justifying what the fuck they do too. You know? It's a fucking joke, man. Here's a question I thought about, because
look, I don't know why. Look, whoever I vote for, I voted for Obama the first time. I want whoever's in office to do well. Right. You want the country to do well. You're rooting for the guy, whether you agree with their politics or not. Like, I'm not crazy about this guy who's in office. I wanted the other person, but I'm going to root for him. Right. It's good for the fucking country.
Right.
To do it.
It's one thing. It's, you know, just stand like I was the same way. I didn't vote for Obama. Right. I didn't vote for him, but, you know, when he finally got in, I'm like, all right, let's do this. I was excited that we had a first black American. I was excited for the country for that. I was excited, all that kind of shit. I'm like, let's see what the fuck happens. I was going for it. But people are going to fucking just, this guy, like they said, this guy can cure cancer. And they'll still fucking say, oh, well, he's too late, you know.
Yeah, that's why I don't even watch any of them. Yeah. I don't watch, I block anybody, I mute anybody on Twitter that's talking politics. I don't watch any of that shit. I don't have CNN, I don't have MSNBC or Fox News. I just fucking block all that shit out.
I don't even watch, it's just stupid.
It's just noise. It's just white noise. It's just distraction.
It is.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I got a fucking, I'm raising a kid. I got a fucking career going on. I don't give a shit what's going on. That Trump had two pieces of cake.
Yeah.
And everyone else only had one. I don't give a shit. That's not news.
I wonder if we're going to look back to this 10 years from now. Like, much like when the 80s, when you look back to when you wore those, we all dressed like, you know, circus clowns, Capizios. You know, you regret, like, drinking Zima.
Gary still has his Capizios.
Yeah, you still have your Capizios?
I got a gray pair and a brown pair.
Really?
Yeah.
You do some
Still got the glasses.
Yeah. Barry, you got parachute pants? Fucking zippers in it and shit?
Absolutely.
Yeah, dude, that would be fucking hysterical.
That was a fucking unbelievable.
I'd love to see you in like the Billie Jean jacket.
Yeah.
No, well,
I didn't have that,
though. Well, we used to go to the bars. You know, Miami Vice was still on at the time. So we all wore sports jackets.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Pastel colors.
Yeah, that was a thing. Like, wear a sports jacket to a club.
I had a pink colored sports coat. Used to wear with a fucking little shirt, you know.
Pink?
Well, yeah. Listen.
Which gay club did you go to?
Which one didn't I go to, buddy? No, man.
But we wore the sports jackets all the time. Yeah.
The Crocs,
that was
tubs.
Great times in the 80s, man.
Yeah,
candy
man.
Candy store, Penrod's, Button.
You remember that? I remember when I played a band in high school, and we played at something that was on the
Summers?
Beach. No, candy store was on the beach.
Yeah.
We played there, and I was like 15. And you know, I was like, I used my brother's ID. My brother's like 5 years older than me.
Yeah.
So I always used his ID to get into the candy store.
You used to be 25 cent draft beer, man, until like 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Remember that pool, man?
It's great.
I remember, you know, I remember finger banging a girl in the pool when I was like 17,
nice.
16.
Really?
Yeah. It was exciting. My friend was like sitting there watching me.
They had the greatest wet t-shirt contest.
Oh, you remember
there,
that?
Yeah.
Oh, yep. Hot bod contests. That was the best. Won't get that nowadays.
Well, we used to go down there. You know, this was still when spring break was happening, so everyone went to Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah.
So we go down there at night and try to pick up girls, and if we went back to the hotel room or whatever, they got a room. This was before, you know, phones and all that stuff, so they had their, you know, the cameras or the throwaway cameras or whatever. So we when they would go in the bathroom or they weren't looking, we'd take the camera, bring it in the bathroom, take a picture of our dicks and our assholes, right? If like a couple of girls, we're going to go in the bathroom. Yeah. We go right away, go grab the camera, hurry up and snap pictures, fucking have our balls out. And then, you know, they bring it back to Iowa or whatever from, Mom, can you get our pictures developed? Because I didn't think there was anything.
How was your trip?
We met a couple of girls. I don't know. I don't remember what hotel it was. They wouldn't take us back to the room. We went back outside by the beach, and we were banging them right. It was dark out. We're right in the water, right on the beach, man. We're banging. People are walking by.
Yeah.
Then we went back to their hotel. We're trying to get them in the stairwell or the elevator. You know, I can't remember their names, but I remember it was you and I.
So you guys are friends way back then, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's nice to have friendships last that long, right?
Pretty good, man. Good feeling, yeah.
Yeah, because like my thing is, ever since comedy, I don't have a lot of my same friends. You know, that's a problem with comedy. Like this past weekend, one of my really good friends are like, "We're going somewhere Saturday night." Well, we're in Belize, you know,
right?
Or I'm away on the weekend. I feel bad for my wife too, because when I go away, it's like, you know, the friend's like, "Hey, we're going out," you know.
You really think she misses you that much?
No, my wife loves her fucking free. Her family's here and everything. Trust
me. Right? Yeah. So she got. Yeah. It's not like you moved to California and she doesn't know anybody.
Right. Exactly. That's why we're thinking we're almost going to leave Florida, move to like North Carolina, somewhere to be more central, so I can get more work, make it easier. We were about to do it. You know, we're like to sell the place, and then she was like, you know, I started thinking, like, listen, honey, this is gonna be a problem. We move there, you don't know anybody. You're gonna be sitting home by your fucking self all the time. So I didn't do that.
No, keep them around the family. It's
Does she like say it. when you got home? Does she say when you got home? No, I've been here for 3 days. Oh, I didn't even know you got back.
Yeah.
She says.
Yeah. I'm at that stage where my wife says something nice. I'm like shocked. Yeah. You know, like she put on Facebook because of our 13-year wedding anniversary was yesterday, actually. And she like 13 years of bliss. I was like, holy shit, was it? I felt the. I'm happy. Like,
or did she just post 13 years of this and posted a picture of you?
It was a typo. Yeah, I asked her that question when we're on. I mean, have you been happy with me? Speaking
what'd
of
she
that,
say?
Yeah, she's dude. She's my wife's. You know, she's
did she pause when she said it?
Did she blinked?
Or did
she,
you come out right? Come right out. Look, a 13-year marriage in Florida is like 40 years.
Yeah.
They're like dog years. These marriages in Florida.
Yeah.
So 13 years is really about 30.
That's just, don't worry about it.
I thought that was Bob Levy. He's back.
He wants to stay another week.
He wants to cuddle with the dog.
He wants coffee. He came down from Jersey to get some coffee.
Can I make some coffee? Oh, man. By the way, here's a question. If Jim Florentine wasn't doing comedy, what the fuck would he be doing?
I don't know.
Yeah? Did you know that's what you're
probably like
do?
A DJ or in the radio or something like that. I think.
Because what I was talking about, what Brad Reeder's talking about is like this guy's just starting out and Bob, you know. Bob was like taking you around, right? And like
yeah, because I got I was landscaping when I met Bob, so I got nothing to fall back on. I don't have a degree or any of that shit.
When did
so.
You start? What age were you?
25.
Yeah,
yeah,
nice and young. But he mentioned that. He mentioned Norton.
Yeah,
because he brought Jim Norton to the club and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was funny because Brad's wife didn't know that how dirty Bob was. So I explained the blue cheese situation,
right,
to give her an idea. You know, because she goes, Bob Levy clean. Brad almost fell out of his chair talking about it. What's next for you, man? Because, you know, you've been here's the thing about this comedy business, what I'm finding out. And I had a friend of mine who's been doing comedy 20-something years. And we had a conversation not too long ago, and he was bumming me out because he was pissed. And he was pissed because of the YouTube shit. You know, he's like, I've been doing comedy for 25 years, cultivating my act, and now I got to open for some fucking asshole who's got a million hits on YouTube, right? It's frustrating, you know, and the guy goes up and, you know, you can barely carry a tune in a sense. But, but what's next for you? Because you've been doing shit. You could be on TV. You had the show. You've all kinds of great things happen, you know. Does it get to the point where it gets frustrating? Like here's a question. Have you ever thought about quitting?
No.
No?
No, I'll never quit. I mean, maybe when I retire at some age or whatever like that. But no, look, the thing with those YouTube guys or these Instagram people I got, and then they start headlining a club, they got no act. So they're going to go through one time, and the people that like them, they might sell it out. They're not going to come back. And if they do, they're going to have a half of that crowd or a quarter of that crowd. So they're never going to. They never built up that 45 minutes, so they're going to get exposed. So they might go through, make a run one time through all the clubs, and that's going to be it. So you don't really have to worry about them because they didn't hone their craft anywhere. Right. They can't, you know, so, you know, that's always happened in the business. Someone just gets up and they start headlining. But when they're not ready, Dad Fam was like the first case of that when he won Last Comic Standing, the first season. He was only doing comedy like 2 years. He had like 15 minutes.
Right.
America loved him because all the people picked on him on the show and they decided. So he went out there and started headlining. He didn't have the material. And people are like, oh, this guy sucks. He's got 15 minutes. So he wasn't ready. He just wasn't ready at the time.
Right, right.
You know, I hear he's a lot better now and he's headlining, he's doing his things, whatever. But so those YouTube guys, they never worry about that shit. You just keep fucking working. What are you going to do? It's almost like going to work where you're fucking lunch pail every day.
Yeah.
Got to keep fucking plowing. You're going to get some good shit. You're going to get some bad stuff. You're going to have some slumps. You're going to, you know, not going to work for a while. Then you're going to have a ton of work. It's just the way it is.
I try to keep measuring, like people, I have people, it's interesting. It's all relative, right? Like I have younger comics like, you're doing great. And I sit here and I'm like, well, I don't feel like I don't. But then one of my mentors will say to me, he's like, he says, well, are you better? Are you having a better year than you did last year? I'm like, yeah. You know what I mean? He goes, well, there you go. That's what you want to do. You want to be stagnant. That's when you know you have an issue. Like if a club doesn't want you back, you know, that's a sign that things aren't going well. Or, you know, there's reasons why you should quit. And that's not it. You know, when you're not doing well. But if you know, but you get frustrated, you know, like, you know, there's certain things like I was talking to something like I'm trying to break into certain clubs, like I'm trying to get into Funny Bone and stuff. One of my friends says, well, the problem with Funny Bones is like they're not really hiring much anymore because a lot of the clubs are going urban. That's one of the things I've heard. So they're like there's a lot of people they're using people that headline as middles. And so they're shifting things around. So it's hard. So there's almost like a freeze and that kind of stuff. So I was like, why am I not being why can't I get in and shit? But, you get frustrated. So one of my younger comic friends says, have you ever thought about quitting? I go, yeah, of course. Every once in a while, you're like, you know, you feel like, am I going, is this like, there's no end game here, you know? And especially because of my age, you know, I'm like, fuck, you know. I'm not like a young guy who's 25 who's got time to brew.
Doesn't matter if you're funny or funny. Rodney made it at 46, you know. It doesn't matter. You make jokes or whatever your appearance is, you know, as long as you're funny up there. And
there's a shortage of truck drivers in this country, man.
Yeah.
You know, you want to.
We're going to have those fucking.
You want to do that.
You know, Elon Musk is going to have those remote control trucks pretty soon.
Oh, do you think Dougie could do porn, Gary?
You want me to see my dick?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Listen.
Sure. What would your specialty be if you did porn?
I'd be the Brown Eye Man.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That would be your name?
Yeah.
Rusty Wheelhole King.
I'd be
that's not Dougie's thing, though. You can tell. No,
I don't mind. I'd love to do that more.
You got to teach yourself, man.
Well, yeah.
How does he teach himself? What is
I wasn't a professional, man. I learned.
Yeah.
It's like when you go on a computer, you learn how to type, you got to teach yourself.
Well, the profession about that is a getting woman to do it, you know.
What's the best way for him to get his wife to do it, you think?
Oh, that's different, man.
Yeah, the wife's a different story.
But what do you think?
It's hard to do it with the wife, man.
Yeah.
You know, you find these girls on the side of the road and shit like that at clubs, then, you know, you go,
but what
you go
would
right
your,
in.
What would your,
you go right in.
What would your advice be
I can't
for
give
a wife?
Advice.
No?
Like
no.
Just had a like
I'm
going
to walk out, your wife's going to club me in the back of the fucking head.
She's not listening.
No, she's not listening.
Yeah, no, I can't give you advice, fella.
Yeah.
All right, what would you give
him? I'm rusty right now. I am the rusty wheel hole right now. I'm rusty.
Well, you got a girlfriend now.
For 4 years, yeah.
Well, all right, how would you say it if he just met a girl? Let's say he was divorced and he met a girl.
Yeah, hypothetically.
Then how does he do it?
Do you drink?
Yeah.
Yeah. You have to have cocktails, fella.
Okay. All right, so you got
to. You have to get them on cocktails,
right.
Too.
All right, they got cocktails.
All right, then you got to, you know, you got to work your magic, man. I can't.
Yeah.
But what's the lines? Like, let's say he gets it back to his place.
You bring it up, or do you like. You know.
Bring it up, say, or you just kind of just.
Oh, it's been a long time since I've had anal.
Yeah,
you know
exactly. I'd have to think about that for a little while.
You are rusty. Look at you, man.
I am rusty, man. You usually be
right on top of this shit.
Well, you know, things happen, man.
I mean, I go back to the old days.
I got to try to take it from him, man. Within the first 15 minutes, you're going to know
right. If
you're getting in that hole.
How do you know, though? Like, what's the move to try?
No, I don't do that.
Do they giggle? Like, you play with it, and they're like, don't do it. Then you know you're going to be in.
Start with your pinky finger, fella, because it's the smallest one.
So you start with the pinky?
You got to fondle that little taint right there. You know?
Exactly, a little tickle on there.
I go down there and sniff it, lick it, you know.
Yeah, that's usually a good thing.
If women like that.
If you go ahead and dedicate yourself, you put your
you got to be
you stick your
100%.
Face in there. If you stick your face in there, she knows that you obviously have no boundaries at this point.
When you got her legs kicked up in the air and you're eating her box and you start playing with that ass and you start eating that ass, and if she moans and she likes that, you're going for it.
There.
So you go with the pinky first to just
you got to break it in, man.
And then, let's say if she doesn't resist the pinky, then what's the next move?
No, I'm gonna start with my tongue, and then I'm gonna slide my pinky in there.
Then what? After
if she
pinky?
Pushes your hand away and says, "I don't like that," you know, blow me, and then I gotta go.
Yeah. All right, what if she doesn't move your hand away with the pinky? Then what's the next move?
You're in, right?
Then you're gonna slide your thumb. I like to do the thumb.
I remember.
I like to get the double penetration in there.
You know what? Here's a move I remember that helped.
Yeah.
Like instead of just going right in and sticking your penis in her vagina, right? I'm trying to be clinical here, I guess.
Okay.
That instead of that, you would just kind of rub it.
Yeah.
Along the asshole. You know what I mean?
Do that. Yeah.
Like
do that
just kind of just let her know that hey, I'm knocking on the door here.
You'll know if they want it.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, because they'll arch their back a little
they'll
bit.
They'll arch their back and they'll push that little brown eye up in there. If it starts winking at you, it's go time.
If it starts talking,
so after the thumb, if she takes the thumb, then you know.
Yeah.
Do you say anything like, "Hey, I want to put it there."
I want to hear it from them.
You like the
what
Fonz?
Do you say?
I want you to tell me that you want me to fuck you up your ass.
Oh, there you go. That's real commitment.
That's great.
That's
her job.
If they're on their hands
that.
And knees and they arch their back up in the air and they stick that thing way up in the air, it's time to go.
That's an open invitation.
Or you know, I like them. They lay on their back. You got them on the couch.
Right.
They're holding their legs back. And they're sticking their little ass out, man, and you can work it in that way, too.
I like the way he goes like
very
that.
Very nicely.
I like the way he
likes it. But you like them to tell you. You want to hear from them.
Absolutely.
That turns you
off. That's a fucking turn on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then I got to, you know, then I got to do a little 8 a.m., too, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. They got to suck it and work it back and forth.
Yeah. Do you kiss them after that, too?
Why not?
All right.
It's all natural.
It's all natural.
It's a natural bodily function, fella.
All right, well.
You know, they can even fart when you're hitting it from behind, man.
Well, that's fine,
but they're airing out, that's fine,
so you're
too.
Saying after you pull your dick out of a girl's ass.
Yeah.
Right, she starts blowing you.
Why not?
And then she goes to kiss you, you're like, yeah, let's do it.
Why not?
All right.
There's no problem. I have no problem with that.
Well, Gary thinks, hey, you know what? She's a good sport, so I'll make that with her.
I'll play
she's
along.
If I give her the good girl go, we're in, man.
Well, that's commitment. Then you're there.
Yeah.
Once you both take that leap, you're there. That's
absolutely.
It. That's a true
and
player.
Maybe
right
I'll
there.
Call you next week.
There you go.
Why not earlier?
I got to give it a few days, you know. Got to look for something else.
You got to go to the doctor, make sure you didn't catch anything.
When I was in the prime, man, I'd have to look for something else and, you know, put her down in the book.
Well,
log it in, man.
Well, there you go. See, that's a great way to wrap it up. We talk about a little anal sex and ass to mouth.
That's great.
That's the way to go. That's where we end the podcast here.
I'll give my girlfriend a copy of this.
Yeah?
Yeah.
She'll be happy to hear it. Now, is she accepting this? She's got to be accepting this if she's your girlfriend.
Yeah, she's
I couldn't imagine. That'd be a deal breaker if she didn't.
Listen, I don't cheat on her, so.
Right.
Whatever I did.
Why are you winking, dude?
Whatever I
I'm learning what you fucking got.
He doesn't. That was a twitch. Yeah, he's been in a relationship for 4 years with her. It's going good, so.
That was a twitch for me too much.
He's retired.
It's good to retire, dude. Like, I have friends that, especially my anniversary, people are like,
the next step is the Hall of Fame, fella. Yeah. You know?
People are like, you ever think about it? I'm like, no, man. I'm so happy to be, you know what I mean? I'm done chasing ass.
Yeah.
You know, I'm chasing my dream now. I'm enough. You know what I mean? That's it. I'm focused on moving forward.
That's how it should be.
Are you a first ballot Hall of Famer?
I'm hoping. Yeah.
Are you already working on your speech?
You got to be retired 6 years, I think.
5 years. Right?
I got a year to go. I'm working on it right now.
On your speech?
Yep.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
You got to have your whole family there, everyone in attendance in the front row.
My daughters will be there.
I'm so proud of Daddy.
Holding up signs.
You should put that on your next resume.
The Wheel Hole King.
How's everything else going? You still got the steakhouse over there?
Got rid of that, man. It's gone.
Yeah, restaurant business is tough.
Been a year, I think. Over a year it's been gone, so... I got some property and
nice.
Buy houses.
He's a real estate mogul.
Yeah, he is. So I'm telling you, it looks great, man.
Thank you, fella. Did you ever turn the air on or the heat?
I turned it down to 72, dude.
Did you really?
Well, you're getting nervous about all that ass to mouth talk now. You're wondering
if you had
a 7-year flu or something.
Jesus. 4-year flu.
Still the funniest day, a moment in this fucking podcast when all of us were in here, Bob Levy, Minda, you and Bob Levy called you a bloated Dean Martin.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I almost died.
That was great.
I remember laughing so hard, I couldn't even breathe.
Yeah.
That was a fucking great moment. Speaking of great moments tonight, Wise Guys Comedy Show at Tavolino's. There might be a few seats left, $15. That's it. I'll be there. Two young comics, very funny guys, Nadeem Awad and Matt. Now I'm fucking banking out of this poor guys. Two funny young guys going to be opening, doing some spots for you. And then, by the way, if you're in Key West, go to Bottle Caps on Thursday and Saturday night. Thursday and Friday night at Bottle Caps in Key West. Fun room out there. And then Saturday night, Isla Mirada. This room is fucking awesome, dude. I'm so glad that we have started booking this room. It's always packed. You know, Isla Mirada, people are sick and tired of going to listen to Jimmy Buffett music. So we got they're always sold out. Always a fantastic crowd. I'll be your host, along with Carmen Vallone from Orlando, be your feature, and Jim Florentine will be your headliner. And for more dates for me, go to DougieAlmeida.com. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Dougie Dangerous. And join our fan page on Facebook, Awake and Blade with Dougie Show. Any plugs?
No.
No? You're good. Any plugs other than
I'm
ass
good,
plugs?
Man.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what you should do. You ought to market an ass plug.
Yeah.
That, you know, I think that would be, you know, the Gary from Florida ass plug. Dude, that would fucking sell.
Well, help me out on that, man. I don't mind.
Who would buy it, though?
I like to make some money.
Yeah, I'm telling you. I think we can find some. Your face.
What about
that product?
What about anal beads?
Yeah, that'll come with it. You get
never
the
used them in any of all of that.
Oh, I might have, man. Yeah. I think I've used them a couple times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had some fun.
You have
with
to
them.
Pull them out slow, or how do you
think
do it?
I did them both. You know, I give them a fast, maybe like three balls, the Benoit balls.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Maybe, yeah, beep, yep, I stuck them in.
It's like starting a lawnmower.
You put them at, like, three in there?
Three or four I would put in. I'd pull them out real slow, and then I'd yank them out like a lawn boy.
Yeah.
Remember the lawn boy lawnmowers? Yeah. Get them real quick and stuff.
Well, thanks again for watching, everybody. Thanks again to Jim Florentine for coming in today. And, of course, Gary from Florida, who's been off camera. You guys won't be able to look like, but that's all left up for the imagination. Thanks again, guys. We have all new shows next week. Be sure to join us. Thanks for listening, and take care. God bless.
People on Earth, can you hear me? Came a voice from the sky on a magical night.
in the colors of a thousand sunsets. They travel to the world on a silvery light. The people of the earth stood waiting, watching as the ships came one by one. Setting fire to the sky as they landed, carrying to the world children of the sun. Children of the sun. All at once came a sound from inside. Thick beam of light hit the ground. Through the door.